I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. The Vermont Council on Rural Development wants the state to become a leader in growing the green economy as scientists, governments, and entrepreneurs confront the effects of climate change, and they're holding forums across the state to stimulate a conversation. VPR's Howard Weist-Hisman reports.
The timing of this week's forum in Brattleboro could not have been better for the green business sector in Windham County. Less than 2 months ago, the region received $530,000 in federal, state, and local money to support green building companies that do work with sustainable design, energy efficiency, and environmentally responsible building materials. Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation will be directing those funds, and Executive Director Adam Grenold says the region is ready to share its story.
Across the tri-state area, the sector features businesses and institutions already producing innovation and skilled workforce. The sector shows major growth potential and the capacity to generate a wide range of high-value jobs and workers to replace those lost from Vermont Yankee.
The Vermont Council on Rural Development is holding forums to hear from business leaders and the public about how the state can develop a plan to support the green economy. The council wants to stimulate job growth and support innovative business development in clean energy, sustainable construction, recycling, education, transportation, and energy efficiency. Grenold says green building is only one of the industries poised to expand as additional resources are committed to coming up with ways to reduce carbon emissions.
Confronting climate change through innovative economic development can be a competitive strategy, one that will build a national reputation, create jobs, attract youth and entrepreneurship.
Many of the suggestions from the audience to support work now underway will require funding, which is always tough to come by. But there was also talk of marketing what is going on in Vermont, supporting additional research, and asking state government to encourage more energy efficiency work in old buildings. More than 400 people attended a summit in February to learn about climate change and stimulating the green economy. The council will take the ideas from the three forums and come up with a plan it expects to release to the legislature and the public next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weist-Tisman.